Gorilla Dick.
All right, we're back. Another day. We're both in Melbourne, so what? It's going to be a bit cooler.
Yeah, back in the studio.
A bit more artsy, or whatever the fuck.
Finally. Melbourne is.
I got a matcha for $7.50, so you know I'm ready to rock.
Yeah, but you know what the real cool drink is now?
What?
I can't even think of the fucking name. But it's that shit that Leo Messi drinks. The South, you know, the Argentinian thing that...
What's his soccer player? Messi?
Yeah, Lionel Messi.
Okay.
All right.
What does he drink? Well, like some kind of sports drink or something?
No. It's like an Argentinian sort of tea thing. It's like they mash up the tea leaves in this special cup.
Yeah.
And then they drink it out through a metal straw.
Why does it have to be metal?
Leo Messi favorite drink.
Oh, you're doing the Google search.
Yeah, because it became super famous. Oh, mate.
Yeah.
Your yerba mate. So there's actually, because there's a lot of South Americans in Melbourne, there's actually a store down in St Kilda where you can get like the proper...
Mate.
Like the mate bowl and the drink. And you basically half fill this huge mug with tea.
Yeah.
And then just boiling water and you like mash it up and then you drink it through this straw thing.
All right. And you've done this, I guess.
No, but I'm going to. I've just forgot about it.
Fuck, man.
I've thought about it because I'm like, I guess it's just tea.
The pod could have been so much better if you fucking got it before we started, man.
Oh, well, I saw a TikTok and I was like, holy shit, there's one.
Well, was it like a chick on the TikTok?
No, it was a dude.
Yeah, I thought so.
I mean, it's only going to be popular with guys because it was Messi that made it popular.
Soccer. Yeah.
Girls don't like sport, in case our listeners don't
know. I don't think, you know, dudes that do like, you know, food, like that doesn't really kick off, you know what I mean? Like you can't do a TikTok from a dude saying, go to this, you know, place for food.
Well, you get it from these corner store, you know, those like convenience Asian stores.
Yeah.
Where you sort of go in there and the guy's just on his phone and you're like, oh, hi. And they're like, what? I just wanted to buy something. Yeah, it's over there.
Yeah, I know. They don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's like that sort of thing.
All right, after the pod, we're going to do it.
It wasn't like a beautiful TikTok where like, oh, the other day I found this beautiful little getaway right in the heart of Melbourne. Feels like you're in the middle of Tokyo.
It's not Tokyo. In the middle of and like the Amazonian jungle with the natives.
Yeah, it's not like that sort of thing where they do like these really sort of like pretty little shots and stuff. It was just like,
hey guys, if you want to find the Messi drink, got to come down to 104.
Yeah, it was just a dude like walking along a busy street with like one of those like microscopic microphones that you hold in your hands. He's like, oh yeah, you ever seen Leo drink that thing? Well, there's actually one in St Kilda. And then there's like a zoomed out like 70 meter away shop of this corner store with like trams going past in the way.
It resonated with you though.
Oh, I loved it. He freaking hooked me. If this was like an ad, if this was the guy that's like the wholesaler that's giving him all the yerba mate, he's doing a great job.
All right, now I'm sold as well.
Yeah, all right. We'll go get it after this.
All right.
When your missus gets back, let's go get some yerba mate.
Yeah, but she'll kick it off with a female audience, you know.
Let's pass it then.
Let's kick on, like, the weekend's coming up, right? We're recording. It's a, what day is it? Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday. Fuck yeah.
Yesterday was April Fool's Day.
Yeah, so what's important about this weekend? We've alluded to it the last two episodes, but like it's like Terminator 2 Judgment Day coming up.
It is. It's the gather round in the AFL. So all the teams are playing in Adelaide. It's blockbuster after blockbuster. Yeah, it's kind of annoying.
Adelaide.
I kind of wanted to take her to a footy match because she wanted to go to one.
But basically...
I purposely did that, yeah.
Yeah, I know. The real truth is that the interstate girl, the ESTJ, as we've referred to her in the past, is coming over.
Yeah.
So it's like the make or break. It's like the...
She's already been telling me what to do. She's just like, oh, I want to go to this store and I want to go to this thing.
Like what stores?
Initially, remember? I was like, oh, I'll... Just leave the planning to me. And she's like, okay, And then,
you're like,
but she just keeps on as we go.
And you just send like a photo of like lube. Fuck all your girly preppy stores.
And some leave the planning to me.
It's like a
condoms.
It's a camping mattress.
Actually, no. Lube and a morning after pill.
And a camping mattress.
Yeah.
No, but what? So she's come from interstate. You've only kind of gone on one kind of date, but she's kind of.
I already told the story how it's
I'm
asking you, did I already tell the story how like I've known her for like 5 years?
Yeah, that's last two episodes if you want to get into the history of this.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, so she's coming down this week. She's pretty excited. I'm pretty excited.
I still see there's like a layer of dust throughout the house. So,
and dude, the plan was to change the coffee table.
Yeah, the coffee table is still the Easy Storage Ultimate 110 liter storage tub, which is like plastic on mini little wheels.
It's from Bunnings.
I've got it right here.
Bargain.
But I got you a coffee table book to impress her, all right? You haven't seen this. I'm pulling it out of my bag right now.
Are you joking or? No,
here you go, man. Merry whatever.
Oh, wow. Is this from Hong Kong or something?
What is it? The audience don't know what it is.
It's a Rolex, the Rolex magazine. It looks issue really 10. Old.
Yeah. You happy with that?
What year is this?
So you can put that on the coffee table, you know.
And it's got an Air King on the front cover.
There you go. I was just in a cafe today, you know.
Fucking hell, this is bad because what if I become a mad Rolex fanboy?
Yeah.
Like, now I need to spend 20 grand on a fucking used Submariner.
So it's like the Rolex like official magazine where basically it's just the whole, like it's what, 50 pages of ads of like, you know, Rolex history of waterproofing since whatever, you know what I mean? And like the history, you know, how the new whatever model is more for a airplane pilot than it ever was type bullshit.
Yeah, I've opened it up to a page of this woman. I think it's the 60s and she's in the cockpit of a helicopter.
Yeah.
And it's Sheila Scott at the controls of a single engine Piper Comanche wearing her GMT Master.
Yeah, it's got like pages about how they're sponsoring like scientists in the Arctic with a grant. Oh. What's that?
There's some nice photography in here. It's a Batman GMT. Yeah, Jubilee bracelet.
The last few episodes you've been like ripping on Rolex and now you're fucking getting a hard on. But
look, everyone does this. It's called cognitive dissonance. There was a stage in my life where I admitted to myself and I said this a million times on the pod. I was on the phone to my girlfriend at the time and I started tearing up and I'm like, I'm never going to be a baller.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, because I can't afford a Rolex and I never will because they're unobtainable. Basically, the deal with Rolex, I've already said this on the pod, like it gives
you. Yeah, it's false scarcity where they don't sell them half the time or whatever, right?
Yeah, but their sales are like 50% of the fucking luxury watch market. It's insane. And they sponsor the Grand Prix. Like they've got money to burn.
Yeah, I know. I remember I tried to look up how many of them are made a year. It's like over millions, right? So it's all a big kind of bubbly bullshit. Be funny.
I'm part of this club. Fuck it. I mean, who cares? Everyone knows I'm in Melbourne. I'm in the MCC, right?
Yeah.
I used to fucking hate them as a kid. Because, like, the Mexican wave would go around at the MCG. And then it gets to the members, and they wouldn't do the Mexican wave, and everyone would boo them.
So, MCC is like the special club, like, of football, which have
their
own. It's
like a 25-year waiting list, and you need to be nominated by two.
And they sit
members.
In a certain area of the ground in the stadium, I guess.
And it's like where they host the Aussie Super Bowl every year. It's like the biggest single sporting event in Australia every year, and you can only really go if you're an MCC member.
Anyway,
the point was, if you can't beat them, like, you hate them because you can't be part of it, and then when you're in it, you're like, yes,
I've always aspired to go to the football.
No. Yeah, that's one selling point.
I fucking hate sports. So yeah, you don't have to get a new coffee table now. You can just put the Rolex magazine on there. And she was like, Is that a Bunnings storage plastic container as your coffee table? Like, but look at the magazine on the top. It's a Rolex magazine with the last page falling off.
She goes, is that what I think it is? And I'll be like, what? Is that a Rolex magazine, like a vintage issue?
It's like,
issue 10? This is the one with Sheila Scott in the cockpit of her Comanche?
Is that an Easy Storage 110 litre? They stopped making those. I basically stole that from a cafe, so you better enjoy it.
You stole this?
You know how they've got all the books and shit on the shelf that you read while, you know, you're having your coffee and shit? I'm like, I'll just take this.
As Superhands once said, the secret ingredient is crime.
Yeah. So it's got you can chuck it out. I don't care.
No, this has got some cool photography in there.
Yeah.
I'll definitely keep this.
Next week. So I bought a fucking Rolex Daytona or whatever the hell it is.
So anyway, I don't have a house to put. I've got some good news and bad news. Good news, I've got a Submariner. Bad news, house deposit gone.
Yeah, bad news, I'm never going to own a house. Yeah.
Do you think this will improve that girl? Impress?
So are you going to get a coffee table or not? You're just going to stick with this?
No, the plan is I'll probably just drop $200 on a shitty Bunnings industrial design coffee table.
Bunnings one. I can just go on Facebook Marketplace, man.
Oh, yeah, get something cool. Yeah, I'll have a look on Gumtree as well.
Or just put a, just leave it. This is the real test. Like, you know.
Anyway. I was thinking maybe I should just leave it because everything's gone super well now. Like, she's already talking about, like, future plans and she's like, today she called me up and goes...
Did she mention the dragon baby or not?
Fucking hell, R.I.P.
Imagine that.
Go back to, like, episode 20-something.
No, a couple of episodes ago, dragon baby talk. All right, so it's all going well. Fuck, man. So it's like...
Yeah, but it... Yeah, it's sort of going well. She did... Joking.
She did say she's fucking like some other dudes, but no. Anyway.
Fucking hell.
Oh, it's all good.
This will be the first long distance relationship I've ever had. But like, she called me today and goes, oh, can you put in your calendar as well? Because I'm going to go to Barcelona go to Europe for 6 weeks. And instead of flying out of this city, I'll just fly out of Melbourne and I can spend a few days with you. And this is like 6 months in the future.
Shit, man. So that is the ESTJ planning, man. That's the SJ planning.
I Googled it. Apparently, they just make up their mind like, yeah, I just want to stay with this person, even if they don't know them that well.
Yeah.
Or they'll just make up their mind.
That's my experience with kind of ESTJ types. They have these hard plans, but then they can pivot. But it is kind of like, in 1 year, I'm going to do this, you know. So just... You got it, man.
So, yeah, anyway, basically I've been doing all this shit. Like, I changed my bed sheets. I spent several hundred dollars at David Jones and fucking...
What, the bed sheets?
Aldair's and... Yeah, because I'm like, I was looking... Okay, my bed sheets were pretty bad before.
Yeah, I know.
I'm still undecided if I'm going to just chuck them out or burn them or what, but they're in rough shape. And I'm like, there's no way... If she looks at those bed sheets, she's just going to be like, all right, I'm just going to change my Qantas flight to an earlier one. Catch you later.
Does the initial walk around and she has like some kind of like hotel book that you can get a refund. And it's like, do I refund or not based on the initial inspection?
So, yeah, I'll change the... I fucked up the sheet colors and I'm thinking of getting different ones. But anyway, I slept on it last night. I'm like... Holy shit, it is nice to have like good quality sheets.
It's the male life, right? The bachelor life where it's like you could sleep on cardboard and it's like, yeah, this is reasonable.
Yeah, it's like those memes where it's like a world without women, like, and it's just like your apartment and it's just a picture of like either a futon that converts to a couch or just a mattress in front of a TV and a PlayStation 4.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I've been living that life for a while.
Yeah, I've seen people do it more hardcore though.
Dude, I'm going to miss it. Like, what if she's like, those screens in the living room, that's gross. We're going to need everything. A much bigger apartment.
A whole list of shit afterwards, like an audit.
Yeah, did you think you were going to save that Rolex? No, all of that's going to go to rent of the new fucking penthouse.
Or like get a loan for the Rolex, plus get a new couch, get this, yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about, you know the luxury brand Celine? Probably not. I don't know really. No, it's just fucking another luxury brand.
Is it a women's one?
Yeah, big news that Lisa from Blackpink has probably been kicked out. You know Lisa from Blackpink?
Yeah, she said those things about Taiwan.
No, that's Tui. Fuck, Tui from Twice,
I took
man.
A stab.
Yeah. Anyway, looks like she's being replaced by a new jeans girl, which means nothing to you, but I thought I'd throw it out there.
I mean, we've got to do the obligatory K-pop and Elon Musk update every episode.
Elon updates this. I've given up on Elon, thank man. Christ. He's just pure... I don't know, just pure kind of like...
His dad owned a diamond mine.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but I don't know. I check his Twitter every so often just to see his replies, and it's always just like two exclamation marks against like some black man stabbed a white person. You know what I mean? Like it's always like
report.
Like it's always that kind of shit or immigration, you know, stuff. Like shocked face. Like it's always like when the white person is being immigrants or like some stat about black crime, like, oh, the amount of black crime onto blacks or something.
Dude, at my work, there's a bunch of 60-something-year-old guys that are just like him. They watch Sky News and shit. No, the solution to these things, and it's always like simple solution to these problems. Fucking hell.
Yeah, it's always immigration stopping, which, like, you know, you could see.
That's the reason why there's a housing crisis. There's too much immigration. It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
All right, so RIP, Musk.
Yeah, I know. Like, fuck, man. It's
a relief.
Yeah. What about,
like, what about all of our listeners that are just tuning in for the Musk news all the time?
We got the Musk fan base, and it's like, I want to hear the opinion. They're great takes.
It's like all of a sudden, all of our subscribers from Turkey just disappear, and it turns out they're all Musk fans.
I'm going to appease the Turkish people, right? Because we're in Melbourne. It's the Melbourne episode. And who was in Melbourne recently?
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, go on.
They always say that Melbourne is the Istanbul of the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah, that's it. The mosque to church ratio is super high.
Yeah.
I'm just making that up. I don't think it is.
I just made that up.
But our good friend... I'm not a good friend.
Oh, Hassan.
Yeah, Hassan Piker, Hassan Abi, whatever you want to call him.
Yes.
Like, I didn't even know he was in Melbourne.
The most famous Turk. He's the real young Turk. The most
famous Turk.
He's the actual young Turk.
Is he? Yeah. But do you see those videos I sent you? Like, I didn't even know.
I haven't seen them yet, but I saw, like, the thumbnail and the caption.
That's enough, right?
He bought a, what's it called, a yeshik?
I don't know. This one, I'm going to butcher it, but it's like kefir or whatever.
Oh, kefir.
Kefir lime or kefir the fucking...
Bye-bye, Turkish listeners. We insulted your culture.
I think it's Palestinian anyway.
What is it?
You know, like those scarves that are the pro-Palestinian...
Oh, it's like the...
Czech black and white.
Yeah, it's aesthetic. The Palestinian leader used to wear it. What was his name? Was it Yasser Arafat?
Yeah, probably. Got that little beret thing as
you
well.
You know that famous scene with, like, Clinton and it was, like, Yasser Arafat and... Was it Netanyahu at that time?
Fuck the final. I think, nah, I have no fucking...
But anyway, it's that famous thing where he's wearing, like, the black and white thing.
Oh, yeah. But now the modern equivalent is a Twitch streamer doing the same. No, but he was basically in Melbourne. Who knows why? But like he attended like a pro-Palestine like protest on Sunday, you know, at the State Library where they always happen.
Fucking happen every fucking week and it fucks up the trams. God damn it. It's fucking annoying.
That's it. It's like, you know, I'm happy with genocide as long as my fucking tram's on time.
Genocide on who?
The fucking Palestinians, man.
How is it genocide on them?
How can
it be genocide on the people that are attacking you? It makes no sense.
Because their land was invaded by like the Jews and they
was invaded.
Force. Yeah.
When?
Fucking back 1992, man. Just after
1947.
Just before Jurassic Park came out.
Yeah, Jurassic Park came out in 1994.
Yeah, so I'm saying before.
Okay, I stand corrected. The Palestinians are right.
No, but I just like some YouTuber that I subscribed to was just putting Hassan videos where like, you know, a lot of people going up to him going, "Oh, can I have a photo?" And then like going, "Why are you drinking Coke or Pepsi?" You know, it's pro Israel and shit like that. He's like, "What?" It's just
Okay, so he's meeting like the real hardcore people.
Yeah, like the socialist kind of left or people like, you know, going, "Fuck you, Hassan." But then they're like, "Can I have a photo with you?" It's just like, it's the whole politics.
It's like you when politics you had that photo with Tony Abbott.
Yeah, that was a
you're
good
like,
one.
You're like, "Fuck you, Tony. Can I have a photo?" Yeah, but you're doing it sort of to mock him. Maybe they're doing that.
Yeah, it's just like the reason is not supporting Tony Abbott, but it's like, it's funny to send your buddy at like 11 p.m. Yeah, here's a photo of me with Tony Abbott. Yes,
yeah, because you're like, is that Photoshop? No, it's too blurry. It looks legit.
Yeah, it's too blurry and half-assed.
Looks like it was filmed on a fucking Nokia, whatever.
All right, so we didn't see Hassan. It was very, I don't know.
Do you know what I would have done if I saw Hassan?
You would have converted.
I would have said... I was going to say, like, I was trying to think of something witty. I don't know. I would have punched him in the face, but I literally would have probably just videoed him from afar, sent it to you, and be like, "Look, he's in Melbourne."
Basically. You don't get much political insight. Oh, but anyway, funny games, right? All right, talking about Americans. I guess he's American, right?
But what did Hassan think of Melbourne?
I don't know, man.
I got to be honest, like, Melbourneians are famous. It's like we're like try-hard New Yorkers of Australia, and we want everyone to acknowledge that we're the cultural capital of Australia. And,
yeah.
And I think I want anyone that comes here to be like, yeah, man, Melbourne's so cool.
I remember Rogan and shit. It's like, yeah, Melbourne's cool and stuff like that.
Yeah, everyone says that, like Louis C.K. and all those L.A. comedians and shit, they always say that.
Yeah, I guess if like nightlife is all right, and that's probably, you know, if you're a comedian shit, it's always like coffee, what happens after?
Good food, and there's a lot of cool bars.
Yeah, so I remember like he did a Guzman and Gomez review.
That place is fucking shit, dude. You like it, don't you?
I don't like it. Right.
Oh, good. It's fucking trash.
Yeah.
If you want to sponsor us, though, Guzman and Gomez, I actually do like some of your dishes.
Yeah, it's shit. So Guzman Gomez is like a Mexican restaurant chain. Like
it's like a Mexican Macca's.
Yeah, Mexican McDonald's equivalent. But like they're trying it going, what
they
the fuck is
Bucho,
this shit?
Right?
What?
I think you could buy margaritas.
Like probably cocktails or type thing. But it's all kind of like this saucy, charry, fake smoke flavor. And just it's like charry, smoky, saucy meat with like rice and beans.
And
that's it.
The fucking, the tortillas and the tacos, like that bready material sucks.
Yeah, but they're basically saying it sucks as well, so.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah, because if they're coming from America, they're going to know Mexican food.
Yeah, coming from LA, man. Oh,
yeah, that's the best Mexican food in the
world.
Who
knows if they butcher it over there too, but yeah, so.
Yeah, but even if, you know how we've got suburban Chinese and that is the best?
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway.
So what, you're pro Hassan now, right? Because of the Guzman review? Like if
you, here's the thing. I'm like, if I saw
free Palestine,
Hassan,
right?
I'd be like, fuck you, Hassan. You fucking Gaza needs to be turned into glass. Drop a nuke on that shit. And then if I was like, oh, you know, why are you in Australia? He's like, oh, I just heard it's the best coffee and I'm a connoisseur. I'd be like, oh, really? I love you, Hassan.
Fucking, do you even drink coffee though?
I mean, yeah, I drink it. I make it every
coffee
day.
Coffee culture fucking sucks balls, man. All right.
No, but I'm just using that as an. I mean, does it suck balls?
I think so, yeah. I think it's like that fake, like, oh, this coffee tastes
bad. Oh, okay, no. Yeah, when people. Okay, coffee culture's a wank.
Yeah.
But cafe culture is good.
Why? I think that's wank too, man.
No. Well, no, I think in generally it's good. So I remember when I first moved back here, right?
Yeah.
It feels like whenever you go to a cafe, that's like a cheat code to feeling part of some sort of community.
Yeah,
like everyone will, people will have a chat to you and shit here.
Yeah, I know. Like
I've been in cafes and just chatted to randoms and shit, not because I want to. I actually hate it. It's like when I leave, I'm like, I made a friend.
Yeah, it's like adult shit. You know what I mean? It's like when you go to bars, it's like you order your special fucking drink. You know, I'm an adult now. You know what I mean? It's like the same with coffee. Like, I want this coffee. Oh, this coffee shop's better. It's just like this, I feel sophisticated as an adult now.
Nah. Okay, you know in American movies where people just go to bars by themselves and they just sit at the bar and then interactions happen?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Like, that's sort of...
Well, that's the whole premise of Cheers, right? Even though I've never watched it.
Yeah. It's the premise of Cheers, and there's like a million movies where a person just goes to a bar and they're just sitting by themselves drinking, which in Australia you'd never do.
Yeah.
That makes no sense, but I guess it happens in America.
Or UK pub culture.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, yeah. Or UK pub culture, where you just... UK pub culture, though, you go with friends or colleagues, though.
Yeah.
But it's like in America, they just go to a bar by themselves. So you could almost do that in cafes and like people learn your name and stuff.
Yeah. Well, they write your name on the fucking cup and shit, so.
Yeah, and you get to flirt with the barista and fantasize about having an affair and stuff.
Yeah,
and that's,
somehow,
that's what I did. And now, look, I'm going to marry them.
It worked out. And it wasn't even Melbourne, right? So it's like.
Cafe culture rules. That's where you meet your wife.
That's it.
Next time you go to a cafe, ask out the barista. And if she says no, stay committed.
Go to the next cafe. Keep going until you got
her. No. Stay committed with that same one. Find out their name. Add them on Facebook. Message them. Hey.
Is that what happened?
Have you changed? I did message her on Facebook like a couple of years later. Just like, how are you going? And we chatted back and forth.
You got her surname from the coffee shop? Or?
Fuck, yeah. I mean, that's... I did get a surname. I don't know how. It definitely wasn't smooth. I remember that. But I was like, she's definitely flirting with me. Like, you know, Brewster's always... Anyway, she was definitely flirting with me, trust me. Other people...
Well, Brewster's are normally extras as well.
Yeah, right? And she's like, a massive extra, but she was definitely flirting. Like, if I was on the other side of the cafe, if I wasn't even getting a coffee, she'd be like, hi, whatever your name is.
Oh, okay.
Like, that sort of stuff.
It's a bit wet outside today. Yeah.
No, she'd always say weird stuff.
Like what?
She'd be like, oh, I don't know.
You're going to fuck my pussy later? Better get some good bed sheets.
She used to give me shit. She'd be like,
okay.
She's like, why do you wear that scarf?
Really?
I'm like, you know, it's like kind of cool. And she's like, it looks really stupid. You should get one like your friend, you know, Jerry or whatever.
Should say, all right, so.
And I'd be like, what the fuck's your problem?
So this is the girl that's coming over interstate on the weekend. Like, yeah. In case people didn't put that together. And she,
oh, yeah, yeah. I said this in the other episode.
In previous episodes, she said your pants were too tight. As well, and you need looser pants because
yeah,
because
look, it's a millennial thing. Millennials always wear like we're still in that fucking stovepipe.
Yeah,
skater
you don't
boy.
Break out of it. Yeah,
yeah, it's hard to. And now I've started buying fucking looser baggy.
Not as loose as my pants though, but
yeah, they are.
Yeah,
my... have you seen my cargos?
Well, you can't really get them now, but like
I bought a pair that exact color.
It's not that loose though, right? This is like the loosest pants I've probably ever heard.
Where'd you get them from?
I got this from Osaka. Uniqlo though, so it's a bit of a...
Uniqlo?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I got mine from.
But I don't know if like they don't have these in Australia. Because you know Japan, there's a lot of looseness, like certain subculture fashion or whatever. Whatever.
Mine are similar to those, but like after her, I'm like, okay, I need to get some loose cargo pants. And dude, I put them on.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in high school again. Like that was the fashion when we were in high school.
Yeah, they can't. It's cool. Having loose is nice though, man.
It's comfortable.
Yeah, free flowing and shit.
No, I like it, but it doesn't make me feel sexy.
It's kind of Buddhist monk like. You got the monk hotness.
Yeah, it is a bit like that.
Yeah,
it is a bit like you could do a bit of karate, like you got freedom to
somehow levitate with your
like
legs crossed.
Like do a question mark kick.
I'm going like levitating while you know, or reading a book on the train or some shit.
Yeah, you could do it. But like, imagine trying to do a fly kick in like. Stovepipe jeans, that'd be really hard.
Yeah, for sure.
Whereas like baggy cargo,
unless you're like Joe Rogan, you know that fucking, you know, whenever he does those sidekicks, always got some tight fucking pants on. Anyway, so she was criticizing you about your fashion back then, man. You're like, fuck.
She just always teased me. It was very much like high school.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Style.
Can I dominate him? Yes,
some,
I can.
So anyway, somehow I fucking got her last name and then I added it on Instagram. And then she started messaging me and sending me selfies. And then I was like, okay, do you want to go out? And she's like, yeah, okay, let's meet tomorrow. And then that was it.
That's love, man.
Not really. It sort of just fizzled out.
Then the coffee table happened. And,
well, I was trying to be a player then. She was like, oh, do you want to make me dinner? And I'm like, I don't make girls dinner. I'm a player.
Andrew Tate says, I'll only make you dinner if you get your pussy on a webcam and make me $4,000 ahead of the dinner.
Oh, fucking hell.
It's funny because it's true.
It's because I didn't... I was of this mindset where I'm like, oh, if you're just interested in sexual relationships, you can't do anything romantic. You just have to see them when you're drinking and then back when you're banging them. Like...
If the dick is not in the pussy, you're not supposed to be doing anything else or something.
That's because, oh, fucking hell. Like, in my defense, I'm just going to defend myself, man. This is the cringest part.
Here comes the defense.
This is the cringest part of the bottle when I like, try to justify. But, because I've dated girls before when you say, oh, you know, not looking for anything serious, but you're doing like sleepovers and getting breakfast and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they get upset if it fizzles out. So you have to act like you don't care. Do you know what I mean?
No, I'm kind of lost. But someone out there, it will resonate with someone out there.
It's fucking, man, no one understands.
Well, you have to
me,
act
man.
Like you don't care so that the girl doesn't.
Like your behavior has to match your words. Like you can't just hang out with a girl all the time and be like, you know, I don't want a relationship. Because they'll be like, oh, yeah, me either. And meanwhile, you fall in love.
Then you're getting pancakes at fucking 9 a.m. and then going back home again. Yeah,
like I remember making fucking French, what do you,
toast.
Yeah, French toast for a girl like late at night and then having a sleepover and then we go get breakfast. Sleepovers are romantic.
What, you watch like Gossip Girl or some shit? What kind of sleepover is this, man? You watch Mean Girls?
I don't think it's ethical to do sleepovers with girls that you don't see any future with.
This is the anti-Tate now, man.
What do you mean? Is that anti-Tate? I don't think so.
I don't know.
He's very direct.
Yeah.
He cares about women. But you got to understand, Tate comes from the streets. Like, yeah, everyone's dog eat dog.
Yeah.
What, would you really... Are you going to apply the same, like, moral framework from someone that grows up in, like, upper class, going to private schools and shit, to someone that grows up in the slums? You grew up in the slums, dude.
Yeah, I know, moral relativism, all right? For, like, each person.
In their world, it's like, oh, you know, if I leave my bike unlocked, it gets stolen. If I see a bike unlocked, I just take it.
Yeah, but...
In the world, it sort of makes sense. Whereas if you're a rich person, that's real scum.
No, but you're supposed to go, like, the dude's stealing the bike. You're like, hey, bro, don't steal the bike. You shouldn't be like, yeah, it makes sense that you're stealing the bike. Enjoy. You know what I mean?
No, it does make... It's like Spanian. They don't talk... They go... Oh, they see the world differently. Like, he always talks about, oh, there's crime of just taking objects, and then there's what he calls putrid acts, which is like... irreversibly injuring someone.
Yeah.
So, like, giving them a bad scar or, like, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but I'm just saying it's a different world, man.
Yeah, I understand. Like, it's...
So, like, even exploiting people a bit is a bit different. Because everyone... There's a little bit of exploitation in all human interactions, right? But people have different fucking thresholds.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But it's not like you can kind of then go, yeah, that's kind of fine. You can kind of, like... You have to put a framework beyond justification. You can go like, that's, you know, this guy needs to be not re-educated, but you know what I mean? Like,
so you're saying you're going to re-educate Tate
and Spanion together, man.
Jeez.
Don't steal that bike, Spanion.
It's so fucking different.
Fuck you, Spanion. I'm going to lock you up. But Melbourne's a fucking ghetto, man. You know that? I was in Melbourne Central, right? You know the food court? Melbourne Central, like the shopping centre.
No, never heard of that. Sorry, yeah. Obviously, yeah.
There's fucking cops there with like rubber gloves just doing random weapon checks on like teenagers going like, oh, hey guys, can you stop there for a second? Oh, we're just doing a random weapon check under the blah blah act and like patting them down. I'm like...
That makes me depressed.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is this place? I know like Melbourne Central is like the kind of the go-to place and like Fed Square for like kind of, you know, I'm going to fight you. And like, you know, teenage meetups and shit like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, I didn't know that.
So
I mean, there's often skaters at the state library.
But I mean, like in the shopping center and stuff. But yeah, so...
I mean, shopping centers are just... That's just bait for fucking hoodlums. Like if you're hanging out in your shopping center, you're a fucking loser.
But in the city, man. In the city. Like the core, the CBD, like the pinnacle of...
No, hanging out on like Swanson Street or just eating lunch in the state library on the grass, that's fine.
Yeah.
But going into Melbourne Central and hanging out in the shopping center, that's fucking shit.
Yeah, I guess it's teeny.
Oh, okay, no. If you're a teen, that's totally cool.
Yeah,
because teens aren't creative. I mean, some are, but
you some
don't.
Are.
You don't know who you are when you're a teen.
Yeah, I know. Like it's like you've come out of the womb. Mommy's like, you know, forced you to go everywhere. Now it's like now you have some autonomy.
Yeah, and you're trying to figure out, you're obsessed with like what's considered cool. So you're like fucking whatever you're watching on TikTok or fucking...
Yeah, I know.
4chan.
But all I'm saying is Melbourne's a fucking ghetto, man.
Compared to what?
They got to get rid of this like street art bullshit culture, you know, like the Dandenong kind of culture.
I mean, you're the art guy, so you can talk about that, I guess.
I'm the art guy, yeah. Anyway, let's move on, all right? You hear that like Trump did an IPO for like Trump Media Incorporated like a week ago or something.
What's an IPO again? Independent property operator.
No. Initial public offering or some shit. Or he made like he launched his company on the share market in the US called like Trump Media. And it's like that Truth Social, you know, like the Twitter ripoff. Or not Twitter ripoff.
Oh.
Like you know, he doesn't post on Twitter anymore. It's all on Truth Social. Like maybe
so he's going to rival Musk.
Yes. And like,
imagine if Trump took Musk down.
Fuck, man. They had like breakfast together like 2 or 3 weeks ago and all this shit. So it's like, and you know, Musk is pushing the kind
he's
of...
He's a smart guy. He's an ambitious guy.
Build the wall. Yeah. Mm. And, you know, Musk is pushing all the, like, anti-immigration. So it's almost like he's trying to build up the public zeitgeist to be, you know, vote Trump in. So I think it's the master plan.
When's the election?
Like November or some shit.
Oh, fuck. It's so long away.
Yeah. So, but anyway, like, he launched this fucking media company and it's like now, like, the stock is worth, I think, like $9 billion, like, worth of stock. And his stake is like 25%, so, or something like that. So he's got like $3 billion just from this stock. But I think Truth Social.
So how much did he put? Like, was it like...
I don't know how much he invested in the company to, like, start it up, but he's got like 25% or something. Like, I'm probably butchering all the stuff.
So he owns 25% of the company and the market cap is like $9 billion.
Yeah, I think like whatever the percentage is, but he's like got $3 to $4 billion currently. But
so he is a multi-billionaire.
Yeah, but he can't sell for like 6 months. Like, it's part of the, like, the... So it's like,
shit.
And it kind of like...
Yeah, so he can't pump and dump.
Yeah, and it's been bubbling up recently, so it might just fade off to nothing by then. But, and if
that's
he tries
what
to...
you're hoping.
Yeah, and if he tries to exit in, like, you know, his stock in 6 months, it's going to crash it as well. So who knows, but yeah, it's the world of the meme stocks and shit like that. So, whatever, right?
Fuck, I wish I bought some of that.
Yeah, I didn't know it existed. I want to try to short it, but... shorting, you know, shorting.
Short it now.
Causes pain as well and anxiety.
Oh, I have to see if it's on eToro. That's the only, yeah, that's the only way I can get American stocks.
Yeah,
well, because I'm lazy anyway.
Oh, yeah, like that's the way I shorted Tesla back in the day.
Did you make any money off that?
Only like $600. I was kind of freaking out because it was going up and down constantly. So I'm like, fuck this stress. But even though it wasn't all that much money shorted. Let's move on, shall we?
All right, so that's the stock tips update.
Yeah, short Trump, and good luck.
What's it called? What's the stock code?
Fucked if I know. PUS or something.
Google it, you lazy cunt.
Pussy.
We don't have American listeners anyway. They're all UK, Germany and Turkey.
Yeah. So
outside of Australia.
Join us on eToro there. Discount code is GDPOD20 for 20% or $20 free money.
No, it's not free money. It's $20 worth of our GD stock.
The GD.
GDX.
The GD coin.
Gorilla Dick X.
GD coin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll do it one day.
And it's got like a, you'll be able to tell because it's like the Dogecoin except instead of a cute dog, it's got like a snarling gorilla.
It's got a wrecked gorilla dick. Just a... Just as a
the gorilla dicks is small, that's the whole joke. So it's just a tiny, tiny dick.
Tiny,
it's like a thin pencil.
Tiny big pink dick on a
although
fairy.
I think they've got massive balls. Because so in the primate kingdom, right. Like, yeah, so if it's, what do you call it? Like if it's a type of society where it's an alpha that breeds everyone, that species has huge balls. So the coin would have to be a huge set of testicles with a tiny gorilla penis. Fuck, if you heard just that little bit there, if you're walking past my apartment, you'd be like, what?
You know, it's like, what the fuck are these dudes talking about?
Yeah. Anyway, so it's what's the code again for our listeners?
The cops will like call them up one day and like, what's this neighbor's talk about or something? It's like, coffee tables and gorilla penises?
GDPOD
20.
Yeah, GDPOD 20. If the code doesn't work, please call eToro and complain. If something's gone wrong,
refer them to our website and they'll get it fixed.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on to probably like the final topic, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever shot a gun before?
yeah, I have.
Pop quiz. In the US and like Vegas or some shit or what?
No, in Australia.
Okay.
So my mate, he lives on a property. This is a mate you would know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I can't.
I got it. Yeah, I got the. I understand the dude.
Yeah.
And he had a gun for like, because he had a big property, right?
Yeah, so he had a gun which was meant to be for shooting foxes and rabbits, which introduced what they call pests in Australia.
Yeah, so you want to kill them, of course.
And I remember like we shot some cans and shit. And then I was like, oh, let's go shoot some rabbits. But then I started freaking out because I'm like, I don't want to actually...
You don't want to see them scrumming around with a hot bullet in them.
Yeah, because it's not like movies. When you kill a life form in real life, people, like, they don't just die instantly. Yeah. Like, I remember going fishing once and it fucking traumatized me because you fucking catch it and it's like, ugh, it's, you're like watching a fucking an animal just suffocate to death.
Yeah, well,
it's
trying to...
And then you just chuck it in a bucket. And it's fucking like, it's got like some blood because like getting the fucking hook out. And you're like, this is fucking barbaric.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's fucking hot. Even though on my bucket list, it's catch and skin a fish. And I've literally bought a fishing rod so I can go fishing with my mate. I want to desensitize myself because I feel like eating a fish.
It's move more your way up there, there.
It's more ethical.
Catch a spider, catch a fish. And eventually you go to like, you know, West Papua and you like cannibalism or something. Is that,
yeah,
like
the eventual plan is to start my own tribe and become the most fearsome tribe in the middle of West Papua.
And like, yeah, whatever the new version of Vice is, you know, they'll come over. You know,
how
this white man from Australia is now West Papua's like prime leader. And all he is eat virgin men.
That'd be awesome. So I've gone cannibal.
Carnivore diet, you know, you're like the warped version of Peterson or something.
And I hold up some dick and some testicles and I'm like, if I eat this, it'll give me the energy and virility of this enemy.
Yeah, like...
I have some bones in my ears as earrings.
That's a skeleton outfit, man. You got like the rib cage is like kind
I'll
of
I finally
armor.
Have the harem that I always wanted. Oh, no, I'll take that girl that's coming down this weekend. I've got to convince her that the key to life isn't becoming an executive and sending our kids to private school. It's being the top tribe in West Papua and living on the dirt, on the floor, you know, straw hut.
Imagine if like she's into it. And somebody like, fuck it. And because, you know, you're lazy and shit, but she's got the ESTJ like drive to make this happen.
She's like, look, I've done all the research. I know all the best mushrooms to take to attain enlightenment. Look, if we bring a lot of tobacco, we can use that to bribe other tribes and establish our dominance.
Lace the tobacco with the mushrooms.
And that way you'll appear like a god to them and they'll see you as like a witch doctor / supernatural spirit. And then you can take all their women.
That's it.
And yeah, we'll start having kids.
Then you start eating the enemy. And
and then you'll absorb their spirit, at least in their world. But look, it's all these supernatural beliefs are a construct. So really, it's real. And that's how we'll attain the most power.
That's it. All right.
I'll be like, fuck, bitch. Okay, I guess so.
I booked the tickets already.
I've got the Qantas points.
I booked the tickets and I've cancelled that coffee table that was coming. I know I was delayed.
No. She's like, I still want the coffee table though. We're going to have to fly that there. I'm like, what in the straw hut? Yeah, it'll go great. That's where we'll mash up all of our recipes on that concrete industrial design coffee table. I ordered that special, okay? It's specially designed by Hank Berman. He's a famous designer.
Thank you. I was trying to think of a name. I'm thinking, not Herman. I went to Herman and had to go.
Well, I don't know. That sounds German. German, I can imagine being.
Gutaf or something.
Gutentracht. Hey. That was my impersonation of Hitler. He's very charismatic.
All right. So you have shot a gun. All
right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thanks, everyone. No, it's not over. Like, have you ever shot a gun?
I did for the first time the other day, like clay shooting. You know, like they pull the
really?
Fucking things. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Because
wait, who'd you go clay shooting with?
Oh, like with family. It was like a present I got a relative.
Oh, okay.
Like as a package thing.
If you went with your buddies, I'd be like, I'd be fucking down for that shit. Was it fun?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. It's basically like shotgun, so like, you know.
Loud?
No, like they're kind of more like cracking sounds when you shoot them.
Because for me, I reckon it'd be fun to like just pull a trigger and make something go bang, like real loud, like loud noise.
They're loud crack, but it's not like going back to the Terminator 2 reference. You know, like Arnie's got the shotgun and that, like, boom. It's not like that. It's
yeah,
like,
and he like cocks it by like doing
it's a flip
in his fucking finger.
While he's driving the Harley and like shooting the padlocks.
In the aqueduct.
Yeah, it's not like that. It's more like a bang with a bit of a cracks, and the, I think the crack is what like kills your ears if you're gonna like have no ear protection.
Yeah,
but yeah, just But like then I worked out like the dude who was running it's like an Olympian as well. Like afterwards, I'm like, all right, so it's like
Michael kinda, Diamond.
Nah, like okay, the next tier down from the Diamond, but like the Diamond era. Yeah,
Michael Bronze. Michael Silver.
Zirconia.
Cubic zirconia. That's a Simpsons reference.
Is it?
Yeah, someone's like, is that diamond? And it's like, it's zirconia. And I remember thinking, what the fuck is that?
Now, I remember I mined zircons, whatever the fuck it is, in like NT. Or not mine them, but like you sip them out of the dirt.
Okay.
This is years ago, though. I don't know if they probably still do it. Like a touristy thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, when I was, before I went to it, I'm like, is this like immoral? Is this like kind of like, am I being anti-Australian by like going to a gun range?
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, you're going directly against Lord Howard's wishes.
Lord Howard and, what was the cricket player?
Our 47th Prime Minister.
Lord Howard and Bradman. The Bradman.
Oh, yeah, Don.
Legacy.
Sir John Bradman.
Yeah. Use a bat.
Wait, did I just say John Bradman? What the fuck? It's Don Bradman. I'm fucking out of that. Your un-Australian-ness is like rubbing off of me, and I'm like a boomer fucking mispronouncing names.
No, boomers would fucking be on top of that.
Yeah,
Don,
I know,
Bradman,
but,
shit.
Okay, man. The joke was like boomers, like whenever they're pronouncing like players' names that are ethnic, like footy or soccer, they always fuck them up.
Yeah.
Like, say, you remember Rubens Barrichello?
Yeah, Barrichello.
They'd call into, like, the radio stations and go, Schumacher's good, but I'm not sure about that Barrichello or whatever. Like, they'll just fuck it up.
Even though Schumacher's a bit weird, but...
Yeah, I know. But Schumacher's a strong European name, I guess.
Like, lack of... You know, Barrichello's got too many vowels and consonants and shit. Like, it's all over the place.
Yeah, so
know?
That's why I said John Bradman. But anyway, yeah. John Howard was the Prime Minister for our American audiences.
If you're 18, yeah, they banned guns after the mass killing.
And I know Americans definitely know that, like, we banned guns because, like, you know how there's a gun debate there?
Yeah, like, we're always
They always bring up the Aussie thing of, oh, there was a massacre there, and then the Prime Minister just banned guns. He just goes, fuck it, we're just banning them.
Cuts to the B-roll of, like, the guns being crushed in, like, one of those, you know, crushes and... Oh, there'd probably some stat about, you know, gun deaths, you know, how it drops, you know, a little graph.
Yeah, it's like mass. Well, I actually Googled it. We've had several. I don't know if we even did it on the pod. We've had like a whole bunch of mass shootings since then. Did you know that?
Yeah, well, I had mass shootings. Like what?
There's not like Martin Bryant. He killed like 30
it's
people.
It's not like the US where they're like getting in the tens. Remember the LA thing where probably like 100 people?
Yeah, I guess it's harder to mass...
Or Vegas thing, I mean.
It's harder to mass murder with a bolt action than with like a semi-automatic assault rifle.
All semi-automatics don't exist. And like if you need a gun, it's like you can only be like a farmer. And now I think they're like limited...
You have to have it in like a... You have to have like a special case where you keep
it
stored.
And I think now in WA, they're like brought in laws recently. Like if you're a farmer, you can only have like max of 10. And if you're a... hobbyist, you can only have like 5 if you have a gun range, you know, shit like that.
So if I wanted a shotgun, I probably couldn't get it, hey?
I think if you join a gun club and you do clay shooting.
Bring it home. Say if I wanted to Kurt Cobain myself, I can't do that, can I?
I don't know, because they're saying there's more guns than there ever used to be just because there's less gun shooters, but there's more guns because people kind of like, oh, I'm going to get 10 fucking guns. You know, like you go down the nerdy path of like, like people with watches, you know, like I got one and I got another, or, you know, camera lenses or whatever the fuck it is.
Guns are freaking sweet. You know, in like DayZ, how they've got the Magnum revolver.
Yeah.
How it's sort of like a cool gun.
Yeah.
I would like imagine having one of those in real life, even if you had no ammo. It'd just be a cool thing just to have on your coffee table or your Bunnings.
As a
easy
man,
storage.
Yeah, 110 liter
plastic.
Ultimate. Yeah.
Like, imagine just having a Magnum just sitting there and just like every now and then on a, like, say, you're watching like YouTube or whatever, a boring bit comes up or they start doing the sponsor read.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of sponsor read, having erection problems, Bluetooth is amazing. Okay, I can't fucking segue it in.
Well, my dick has been hard, but after last week.
Magnum revolver might make your dick hard, but not everyone can get one. Blue Chew.
Use discount code SOFTDICK for
GD
SOFTDICK.
Gorilla Hard Dick. Yeah, but like imagine like you, the sponsor already comes up, you're like, and you can't be bothered like fast forwarding. You just pick up like your Magnum revolver and just have a look at it. You like you cock
Yeah, like a fidget spinner. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Just it's like
spinning that barrel.
Exactly. And then you like just fling it in your hand like you're a cowboy.
Yeah, what was cool about the shotguns, like you have two, whatever the fucking ammo it is, like shells or whatever. And when you, like you always have to open it up to put the new shells in and they fly off like behind you.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, just... So it is like that visceral kind of...
It's like video games.
Yeah, it's like you go in that nerdy mode of like, now I was looking up like guns, like how much is the, you know, Berettas and, you know, all that kind
of shit. I'd like a Glock.
And I got like, I took some of the used shells or whatever and I'm looking up how much is ammo and all that stuff. And it's like,
you can go... So you're saying you want to do the next episode from a gun Vegas? Range.
No, yeah. You can do it around here, man, gun range. Anyway. Oh. I'll talk to you about it later, but I don't know if I should be going down that route because I think like the culture of like you don't want to be hanging out with gun people. What
about
the
global apocalypse though?
I know how to shoot it, man. I shot a bunch of clay targets now.
Yeah, but maybe you should have a couple of Glocks ready to go.
Yeah, that's
or
it.
Maybe rifles so you can get people get a long
sniper
range
and shit. Yeah,
with a nice scope.
But I don't think like the gun people is like the guys you want to kind of hang out with. They're a bit like, you know, like weirdo type dudes. You know what
okay,
I mean?
I've watched a few YouTube channels. Like, because, you know, like you play video games and sometimes you want to know more about a specific scope or a gun in real life or like a plate carry or whatever. And then they're always fucking ex-military guys and the ex-military American guys, they've always got kind of a screw loose. They're like sort of bogans that have gone through this intense experience and sort of learned a little bit of leadership and stuff, but they're still sort of bogans and they've also got PTSD.
In overly aggressive, kind of categorical, kind of always right wing. You're never going to get like, you know, I killed the Iraqis, but, you know, I kind of regret it because of blah, blah, blah. It's like, just had to do it.
And it's sort of like ultra masculine as well, like without any like zero sensitivity and understanding of their own emotions type thing.
I feel like if I went to a gun range and you're like, you know, it's like Anzac Day, like, are you doing anything for Anzac Day? Like, fuck Anzac Day. It's like, you're basically ostracized. You wouldn't be able to... It's just para, like,
dude,
associate, like,
I remember
military
a footy coach. We happened to be playing on Anzac Day, and, like, the week before, he's like,
yeah,
everyone, this is the most important fucking day of the year for me. This is the day that is our country. And, like, made this big fucking deal.
Speech.
And I remember thinking, I fucking hate this guy. I actually quit the club mid-season because I hated this coach so much.
You wonder if you could start like a woke type gun club or some shit like
or
that.
Or a woke footy club.
Like anti-capitalist gun club. Like they would all be pro-capitalist or they'd be like neo-Nazi socialist vibe. You know what I mean?
No, okay. No real men are woke though.
What the fuck, man? The mind virus.
What is a man? That'll be on the next episode.
What is a man?
Can we put that on the agenda for next episode? What is a man?
You know what's going to end up like? Like, we're like, all right, first topic is what is a man? What the fuck? Why did we say this? Yeah. Anyway, moving back onto the Elon Musk news. Yeah. What is, like,
do we
know.
Already discuss pants? Yeah, we discussed pants.
Yeah, I looked around. I've got the loosest pants on than anyone. The most person, like some dude, like I was sitting like Melbourne Central, the fucking library, like as you fucking do for a rest, you know, on the green box.
Just so everyone knows, loose pants are cool now. The tight age is done.
It's not. I was looking around because I got some fucking loose pants on right now. And I'm like, who else has this level of looseness?
Yeah.
And the closest person that rivaled to me was like a Japanese tourist, you know, like that kind of street style. I'm like, yeah,
The Shanghai people had loose pants.
I didn't see it when I went. Maybe really? Loose is out in Shanghai. But,
okay. I'm talking about girls, though.
No, not really. But
the boys all had immaculate white sneakers in Shanghai.
I don't know if loose is in it, man. Like, Melbourne fashion looks like shit now anyway. Like, I'm a fashion expert anyway. Like I'm that. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know if Gen Z has lost any fucking effort or what.
Hold up. If you're saying Melbourne fashion is shit, which I don't necessarily disagree with, you have to say in relation to what?
Pakistan, man.
Oh, at least you didn't say Sydney. I would have lost my shit.
Pakistan.
Pakistan definitely have loose because they wear the full like dress style.
I think maybe the world of fashion is fucking an illusion anyway. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. That's fucking... Oh, you heard it here first, everyone.
But, you know, like even when you go like on... online and shit.
I'm recategorizing us from comedy to philosophy podcast.
Yeah, this has been a shit episode. I apologize. But you know what I mean. Like, it's fucking, I don't know. It's like those things, I don't know. You think some area is fashionable or whatever, but like, there's not, what is fucking fashion anyway? Whatever. let's just wrap this fucking up, man.
Sorry, man. Like, if you're gonna, you know, like, what's the most absurd shit you've seen?
Fashion wise?
Yeah.
Ever.
Okay, because like, okay, a good fashion city is stuff where you see people and it like makes you borderline uncomfortable. It's like an extreme version, which you know that in like the next year that'll be like cool and it'll be toned down a bit.
Or may, it might not be or might be, but
that's it.
Fashion is just
bleeding edge.
Just being like confident and going down a certain like subcultural path, like to an certain extreme where it's like, okay, that is distinctive. You know what I mean? It's not kind of like a, you haven't gone halfway, oh, you're still wearing some branded clothes and something. You've gone down like distinctive. You know what I mean?
Is that why Japan? Is that why Japan?
That's why the Japs are fucking, the radiation.
No, because like, basically, they obsess with fucking subcultures, particularly American shit. And they'll like take a very specific American thing. Like, they'll go like Eddie Murphy Raw from the 80s. Like,
yeah, a little bit.
Oh, they go, and then they'll just be like, oh, like 80s fucking Warriors, you know, the Warriors movie, or like fucking Michael Jackson Thriller. Oh, we're just going to be that subculture. Or they'll be like, not a Marlon Brando or James Dean from the 50s with their fucking Levi's.
They do go hard, man. And they like go down weird paths. Like the whole Egg magazine shit that I was talking about the other episode, the Guru Wara, or kind of never always butcher it up. G-U-G-Y-U-R-A. Like the kind of fake tan, overdone fake tan. And they make their eyes look big with like makeup and shit. Like that's like a weird kind of girly subculture where like, they made their eyes look big with makeup, and then they've like now kind of recently just gone like full black, almost like ring like style in the eyes, where it looks like you're looking in like a hole, you know. It's like, I don't know, it's kind of
wow,
like you're just looking fried, but like that's kind of,
because I haven't seen that, I'm trying to imagine it.
Well, like that's kind of like experimental, and just like
trying to imagine if it sounds hot or not.
Now you look at it first, you're like, you're kind of like almost half like shocked, like, you know, it almost looks like someone's had their eyes cut out, like in horror movies.
What do I Google?
Just go Egg magazine, right?
Okay.
But
Egg
magazine. You're gonna find like photos from like 2000 era and stuff. So like it's still like it's something that's been around for like 20 years, but it's kind of coming back a little bit.
Hang on. Is it this?
Yeah, it would be. Fake tan, maybe like heaps of white eye makeup
like
around the eyes.
This sort of shit.
Yeah, a bit like that, yeah. There's more. Anyway,
I mean, like, this is the one I clicked on initially.
Yeah, that's still, yeah, a bit subtle. But you see how, like, the eyeliner is, like, almost like a centimeter thick?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
They sort of look like, do you know what they sort of look like?
Like Barbies. Like,
no, very early noughties, like, the
good
in hip-hop videos, not the girls, but say Ashanti or like the girls that would be the main rapper in hip hop videos.
Yeah.
It's like a very cutesy sort of look.
Yeah, they kind of imitated white culture in the 2000s, but obviously it was like a weird interpretation, like early internet.
Here we go. There's some sexy pics in Egg magazine.
You weren't going to go to Japan, but hey, I've kind of convinced you now, right?
Sexy.
is that your type? Bikini shit. Anyway, let's wrap this up, man. You're just getting distracted by
stimuli. Yeah, I need some alone stimuli. Time in my bedroom.
Breaking the sheets before the weekend.
Ew. All right.
What the fuck is that?
It's like a fucking lazy gorilla. Gorilla that's high.
Why'd you bring that up?
Oh, because we're gorilla dick. I don't know.
All right.
Peace.